Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. Thank you for subscribing to our short daily podcast series on, as it says on the tin, how to get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. So we've been looking at your briefs, the briefing notes that you should be given before you go in to a voiceover recording studio to record a voiceover. It could be e-learning, could be a commercial, could be an audio book, could be characterization, whatever it happens to be, documentary, TV, radio, whatever it happens to be. The kind of notes that you might expect to have sent to you or be provided in advance. Now, this isn't always going to happen, of course, but it's really useful if some of those elements, if not all of those elements, are included. So you're better able to adapt your style to make the most of your voice as part of that campaign. So we've been talking about what is in the briefing that you're going to be given. You know what? Context is important for the style of the read. Words on a page describing a family of tigers, their lifestyle and diet, could be read one way if the visuals are all of them playing on the savannah, but another way if the shot is of the dominant male stalking the prey. Context may also refer to whether the recording is part of a series, maybe under the same title or by the same producer or the same production house. It may be that what's wanted is a commentary that fits with their sound style, their audio branding, their production. And if so, that should be really made clear to you in the briefing notes, probably with edits of previous shows where such a sound is evident. You may also be sent guide tracks or scratch tracks. What are these? Well, that's when a non-professional voice artist has provided a recording of the script so that the visual edits can be created in the very first place. And so the voiceover, the amateur one, has given you a pronunciation guide as well. And in that situation, your job is to replace their, inverted commas, amateur dialogue with your professional voiceover. The brief, as I suggested at the start, is also what is not wanted. It may be that on the briefing notes it says the style is conversational and informative, but not preachy and stuffy. You can see how conversational could be a little bit preachy, but that's not what's wanted in this particular example. You can see how informative could otherwise maybe be interpreted as reading in a bit of a stuffy style, but they're specifically saying conversational and informative, but not preachy and stuffy. Let me give you another example. They may say, thrilling and suspenseful, yeah, we've got that, but not casual and conversational. Now, the balance is a little bit different here, thrilling and suspenseful, but not casual and conversational, because what is wanted and what are not are actually quite different. Here the director is making quite sure you understand exactly the requirements, not by pointing out the nuances of the words, as in conversational and informative but not preachy and stuffy, but by deliberately pointing out their virtual opposites. So as I say, sometimes in your briefing notes, you're told what is not wanted from your voiceover style. Tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice, top studio day tips. Yeah, what do you do on the day of a recording? We've got some top tips on the way tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.